The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College, online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. Stay tuned. Your Giant Communications pregame is just ahead. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison. On the air at 93.7 FM. Online at msconews.net. Click the Listen Live tab to connect with our entire family of radio stations.
Welcome back to Winchester. Joseph, our producer and engineer, the Care Sports Studio. Tom Couch will be here courtside, getting set for the second half of our high school hoops doubleheader. A rarity, a Thursday night high school outing. Glad to have you with us here in Winchester. Mercer County North playing host to Troy. Ladies game in the book. It was close, couldn't get much closer. Troy coming away with a two-point win, hitting a bucket in the last about 15 seconds of the game to win it by a pair. PA announcer introducing the starters to the crowd on hand here, and let me do that for you. What do you say? First of all, for Troy and head coach Jonathan Rodfeld, they're 2-2. They're going to be starting Seth Judd and Austin Grable, Bowden Bennett, Preston Christensen, and Reagan Hartman. For JCN and head coach Corey Knoll, his assistant Jeff Schneider. JCN coming in at 1-1, and it's going to be his standard lineup of Ethan Knoll and Calvin Manville, Carson McAfee, Grady Knoll, and Connor Kearns. Coming into center, just jumping off, it'll be Bennett for Troy, Manville for Jeff North. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it. The Trojans and the Chargers, the tip is away. Troy will control it down. We're underway, boys high school basketball. If you look around the gymnasium tonight, it's Troy. Kind of work on the outside a little bit. Just that first preliminary possession, you kind of get the feel of the game going. You look around the gym, and there's a good crowd. And then you start looking closer at who is in the crowd. Here's a shot from underneath. It's going to rattle around, and it's good. And for Troy, Reagan Hartman will have the first points in the ballgame. Troy goes in front 2-0. JCN, McAfee into the forecourt, triple team, dumps it over to the left side. Manville kicks it into the corner, back out of top. Carson, it's three on its way and off to the left side, but JCN rebounds it down, and Calvin will reset it. He'll dish it over to the left side. They'll kick it into the corner to Connor. Kearns comes back out on top, McAfee. Around to the horn they'll go. Grady Knoll will take it. Cutting into the lane. Little bunny hop, the ball batted free, stole it away. Here comes Troy, outlet pass down the floor. Christensen up a good. Preston Christensen. Quickly as that, it is a 4-0 Troy lead. Now JCN having a little battle against the full court pressure on the inbound. McAfee will get it up the floor. Nice pass to Grady Knoll. JCN on offense, 6:40 to play here in the first. Looking for their first point of the evening. They'll swing it over to the right side to Ethan Knoll. Top side it comes to Calvin. Manville dishes to Grady Knoll. And JCN very patiently works the ball around the perimeter, keeping it a couple of steps above the three-point circle, just swinging from side to side. 6:20 to go in the quarter. They'll bring it off on top. Big guy starts to drive in. Now they'll go into the lane. They'll lob over to the right edge, and the defense sees what's going on and quickly adjusts and covers up the shooter. 6:11 to go. J.C. has still not gotten the shot away. The pass in the middle mishandled. Calvin's going to somehow save it. Nice job. The feed in the middle. The 13-footer missing. And a rebound. Battle for it's on the floor. Manville gets the shoulder right in the chin and gets to his feet. He's okay, but that was a foul by Hartman. Going to be his first. Calvin seems to be okay. He'll do the inbound work here, and his inbound pass is going to be slapped away and knocked out of bounds. Again, slapped away by Reagan Hartman, a senior for Troy. This time, McAfee will bring it in. Kicks it in and gets it up topside. The pass inside, stolen away. Troy coming up with the basketball. Down the court they go, quickly to the right side, quickly with the shot. It misses. Manville clears down the rebound. Jason is going to bring it back. 5:40 to go in the opening quarter. Chargers have not had a shot on goal yet. Is that a basketball term, too? Or is that just a hockey term? Well, you get the gist of it. They haven't taken a shot at all. Goes out on top and around to the left side. 5.5 to go. This defense has been absolutely outstanding. Player defense by Troy now driving into the lane. Forcing up the shot and coming down and maybe twisting an ankle. It was going to be Grady. Grady hopped a little bit. Now kind of limps his way to the free throw line. And it will be Grady Knoll coming to the line. The free throw, not going to go in. By the way, that was a foul on Preston Christensen. So when he's on Hartman and Christensen for Troy, it'll be team foul two. J.C. has not committed a foul yet. And Grady Knoll missing the first free throw, has one more. He will miss them both. And Troy once again clears the rebound down. Pulled that down again by Hartman. Now as the ball is batted away, they're going to call Carson for a foul. Carson McAfee, personal foul number one. Team foul one for Jeff North. Coming here at 5:12 to play in the opening quarter. JCN looking like a team still trying to get their game legs beneath them here. We're 3 minutes in. The pass into the lane. Oh, that was nicely anticipated. Stepped in front of him, then stolen away by Connor Kearns. He will outlet right side and going up with a shot. Oh, my goodness. We're going to get an offensive foul called on Calvin. So Manville will pick up the offensive foul. Again, I'm not saying that we can see perfectly from here at the above the scores table or row behind the scores table, but not sure that a lot of people are agreeing with that offensive foul. Certainly there was a lot of contact. There's no question of that. Here's a beautiful little backdoor pass, and the layup undefended. He has missed. The follow shot missed again, and this time, once again, J.C. is going to come down with a rebound. Up-court pass is going to be batted away, and goes into the crowd on the near side. Chargers will have it back in. Jason has not been able to cook up much on offense with 4:34 to go. Still no points in the game here in the first quarter. Inbound pass comes out on top, and that's going to be Connor Kearns. He'll go long three. No. Rebound underneath. Now the ball is just going to be taken away from Ethan Knoll. Back up with it will come Troy. I'll tell you what, Reagan Hartman is a hard-playing young athlete. I mean, he gets after it. He's not fooling around out there. 4:15 to go. Nearly midway through the opening quarter. Low scoring 2-0 game. Troy swings it around to the left side to Grable. Austin will go through the circle. Back out on top. It'll come to Hartman. Goes down the left side of the lane. Changes hands. Put up to the shot. And he will not go down, but they're going to call a blocking foul. Problem for JCN is Calvin Manville, who is still 4:02 to go in the opening quarter, will have his second foul of the night. And two free throws coming up for Reagan Hartman. His first free throw of the game is good. One more shot coming here for Reagan Hartman. Out of the game comes Calvin Manville, and JCN will bring Fowler into the game. Second shot, no good. Chargers are going to rebound it down. It is 5-0, Troy. And we're inside 4 minutes to play in the opening quarter. JCN passes into the middle. A bad pass into a lot of traffic and a lot of blue jerseys. Troy is going to come up with another steal. back up with it. They're going to come. It's going to be Bowden Bennett. Start to the left side, drive to the right. Pulls up about 8 feet short of the baseline. Kicks it back off on top to Hartman. Hartman plays off a screen, tries to drive in, and the Chargers reach in, tie up the ball, and force a travel. Back it will come to Jeff North. For head coach Corey Noel and JCN, coming into the game for the first time tonight, is going to be the big sophomore, Andrew Baker. Here's a shot as he's falling down by McAfee. Kind of sacrifices the body a little bit, but is able to draw the second foul of the game on Christensen. So each team has three fouls. Each team has a player with two fouls. And coming to the line, Carson McAfee looking for his first point tonight. Looking for JCN's first point tonight. He'll get it. Carson, the junior guard for the Chargers. Troy will take out Christensen with those two fouls. They're going to bring Jack Hartman in. Second free throw rolls in. How about that? We call that the shooter's roll. McAfee has two, and it is 5-2. JCN is on the board. 3:25 to go in the opening quarter. Troy back down with it. Seth Judd comes top of the key, feeds it over to the left block, turning into the lane. The shot goes up. Foul is called on Carson. And now he will be saddled with his second foul of the game. So both Carson McAfee and Calvin Manville have two fouls each. And at the line, an opportunity at the conventional three-point play for Troy. Stepping up there is going to be Jack Hartman. Jack will eye this thing up, little right-handed shot, rattles and goes in, and he's got three. It is now 8-2, Troy. 3:15 to play, first quarter. JCN struggling to get a bucket from the floor, and now the defense traps the ball to the backcourt. Chargers taking a timeout. Joseph, let's do it. 3 minutes and 9 seconds to go in the opening quarter here in Winchester. It is now Troy 8. Jeff North, too.
Blair Milling and Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Thanks very much, Joseph. We're back here in Winchester, Kansas. And as we return, Blake Fowler will put the ball in play. And here comes JCN. We'll see what head coach Corey Noah may have changed or adjusted during that timeout. See if he can get his team some offense generated. And that's not the way it's supposed to go. JCN is going to turn it over right out of the gate. Back it's going to come to Troy. Trojans leading it by a half dozen. JCN still, with 2:54 to go in the opening quarter, has not scored from the floor. They're only 2 points on a couple of free throws by Carson McAfee. Here comes the Trojan offense. Topside is going to be Austin Grable. Rolls all the way around to the right. Now feeds in the middle of Hartman. He will drive in. Once he gets the shot away, can't. Brings it back over to the right side to Grable. He'll kick it to the baseline. Dish it back over to the wing. Now out on top, it'll go to Bowden Bennett. Bowden starts left, comes right. Here's a falling away shot from 13. It's off the mark and a rebound pulled down by Jeff North. Calvin coming up with the basketball, and look at Manville bring it up the floor himself. Breaks the top of the key, starts his way to the left side, now holds it up, turns his back to the rim as he lobs it out on top to Fowler. 2:15 to go in the opening quarter. Still an 8-2 lead for Troy. JCN trying to find some offense here, and it's been a tough go. Connor Kearns now loses the handle on it. It's rolling around to the floor. Fowler able to save it in. He is not, and it's going to go out of bounds. Troy will have it back. Got more basketball coming up on K-Radio tomorrow night. High school hoops Saturday afternoon. Benedictine next week, Monday and Tuesday. More high school games. How about that? 8 nights, 16 games in the 9-day stretch here. Here's a pass to the baseline. Right through the hands. And then a foul. The hands of Hartman, and they're going to say in the process, He commits a foul, so he not only misses the pass, but picks up his first foul of the game. Team fouls are even at four apiece, and inside 2 minutes to play in the opening quarter, JCN still has only 2 points on a couple of free throws so far tonight. Dish will come over to the right side, deep in the corner for Jeff North. That's going to be Andrew Baker, and there's your shot up, a good for three. Chargers on the board, and with that bucket, and as quickly as that, it is only a three-point deficit. Here's Troy, baseline left, the runner misses, and a rebound cleared away by Connor Kearns. A minute and a half to go in the opening quarter. Walking it up the floor is going to be Connor. He'll dish it to the left. Grady Noll back out on top. It's going to go to Ethan. JCN moving around the outside. The big guy is just kind of filling it up in the middle a little bit. They try to pass the middle. It's going to be batted back, but saved nicely by the Chargers. 1 minute to go here in the first quarter. JCN has it right side with Grady. Noll comes off on top to Ethan. Connor Kearns drives to the free throw line, gets it back behind him to Ethan Noll. Comes into the lane, pulls it up from 13, got the roll, Ethan Noll. It is suddenly 8-7, and Troy, who had the big lead early, now hanging on by a point with 40 seconds left in the first quarter. The shot is up, missed, rebounding it down. JCN of the Chargers with an opportunity to take a lead. And I find it kind of entertaining. Connor Kearns looks over his shoulder at the scoreboard when, in fact, there's a scoreboard in front of him as he's headed the other direction. Here comes the Charger offense. Noll will take it on the right side. Troy stays in that player defense. It's been good for him. 18 seconds, now 17, approaching the end of the opening quarter. Around to the right side is going to go Connor. Takes it all the way to near the baseline where he's going to be fouled. Whistled is going to be the first foul of the game for Troy's Seth Judd. Chargers will be putting in play again at their offensive baseline. For Troy, Austin Grable will exit the game, and checking into the lineup, you're going to find Logan Blevins. JCN out on top to Fowler. He will drive in, pulls up from 14, doesn't get it. Gets his own rebound, goes from 15, doesn't get it. Rebound, Troy. They got 5 seconds to get a shot away. Into the forecourt with three, the feed across with two. The kick back out on side, and they will not get that shot. Troy taking a little too much time, and we've had an interesting and ultimately a closely played opening quarter. We'll be back in Winchester. Second quarter coming up. The score, Troy 8, Jeff North 7.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Power Stroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Back over here in Winchester, Kansas. What a good game we've got going on here. Chargers were looking for their offense for a while, but when they found it, they cut the gap very quickly and go into the second quarter, trailing by one at 8-7. For Troy, you've got 3 points apiece for Reagan Hartman and Jack Hartman. You've got Preston Christensen with two for Jefferson County North, the 3-point shot by Connor Kearns, a two by Ethan Noll, and a couple of free throws for Carson McAfee. But for Jay Zine, you got two players with a couple of fouls apiece. Manville and McAfee, each with two. We go to the second. Troy puts it in play, and we're back at it. The pass down to the right side, an easy layup in the lane. It's going to be up and good, and coming off the bench, Jack Hartman will have scored his 5th point. Now on the inbound play, a foul by Troy. It's going to be Bowden Bennett in his first foul tonight. It is 10-7, Troy. We're in the early moments here of the second quarter. JCN at home. Here's a feed and way up court, taking it on the short hop. It's going to be Ethan Noll and a big collision in the lane. Bodies on the floor. The official's going to come over here and let us know that it is going to be a blocking foul against Troy. This will be on Jack Hartman. So Jack has come into the game off the bench. He's got 5 points. He's also got 2 fouls. And Connor Kearns coming to the line for a pair. The first of which is up and good. Connor collecting his fourth point of the game and bringing JC into within a pair at 10-8. Picking up that foul, number 23, Jack Hartman. And now the officials stop at play for a minute. Just doing a little clerical work here. And Troy will make one and two and now three substitutions. We'll just check the line. We've got Preston Christensen and Reagan Hartman on the left side of the lane. Top side for Troy is going to be Christian Etherton as the second free throw will not go in. Also out there, you've got Logan Blevins and Brogan Morris. So those are the Troy five. It remains a two-point Trojan lead. The shot goes up, bounces around a little bit, and missing the shot. The rebound comes away to Jeff North. Grady Knoll will sweep it away, and into the forecourt with it will come Jeff North. 7-11 to go in the first half. The two-point game. Connor Kearns will have a topside. He's way up high, actually between the circles. Dishes it over to Ethan. Ethan kicks it back to the right side to Grady. He will accelerate toward the baseline. Nothing there. Comes out on top to Fowler. Back around. It'll go to Connor Kearns. Connor starts to drive into the lane. First to the right, then to the left. Has the ball stripped out of his hands. It's going to be stolen away. Troy with the steal. Etherton will come up with the ball. Kicks it over to the right side. Blevins thinking about the shot. Comes instead. Etherton, three. It's good. Christian Etherton hits the three-point shot. Troy doubles its lead. 13-7. With 6:30 to go. 13-8. That's an 8. That is right. 6:27, 6:26. Still a long way to go in the opening half. Here's a little pass back. 15-foot jump shot for the Chargers. No good. Rebound tipped around it. It'll be slapped out on top where Fowler has it. And then Reagan Hartman tries to steal it away, but he'll pick up a foul. Nope, they're going to say no foul, just losing it out of bounds. So it is going to be Charger ball. Right in front of the Troy bench. 6:15 to play in the first half. Kearns will inbound it deep into the left corner to Andrew Baker. And the pass to the block is slapped away and knocked out of bounds again. Brogan Morris in there for Troy. He is another one of the Troy very tall players. He's got to be 6'5", 6", probably. Something of that nature. Speaking of six, we're at 6 minutes to play in the first half. And here comes the JCN offense. They'll run that motion again all the way deep into the right corner. The lob underneath, they want it to Baker. He gets double-teamed. Behind the head layup is up and good. A pretty shot by the sophomore Andrew Baker. And it's 13-10. 5:47 left. The ball batted away, but losing the handle for a minute. It's going to be saved up top side by Troy. Etherton nearly lost it, was able to pick it up, and now the three is going to be halfway down, bounce out, go out of bounds, and it will be JC in basketball. 5.5 to go, opening half. Here comes Jefferson County North. Bring it up the court, walking across the timeline. Now it's going to be batted away. It's a little jailbreak to the other end of the floor, and the layup is up and good. First points of the game for Seth Judd, 15-10. Troy with the lead, JCN with the basketball, the pass to the left side to a very unaware Blake Fowler, but he's able to come back and recover and keep the ball in play. 5 minutes to go in the first half. Fowler will take it over on the right side, charges on offense, down five. Top side with it is going to be Connor Kearns. Now gets it over to Grady Knoll. Grady eases his way to the right side. Little skip pass in the middle. He was looking for Ethan Knoll, but it's going to be batted free. Stolen away. Troy back up the floor with it. Here comes Christian Etherton. The shot is up. A block and a foul called on Jeff Norris. A couple of free throws to ensue as the whistle is going to be on Connor Kearns. It is his first foul of the game. And for JCN now, five team fouls. At the line for Troy, Christian Etherton, a junior out there, looking for his first point tonight. Or no, he hit a three a moment ago, looking for his first free throw tonight. He'll have it. So Etherton with 4 points, and he will stretch the Troy lead now to 16-10. And 17-10 as he will notch them both. 4:40 left in the second quarter. Fowler will take the ball into the forecourt now, and Blake, one of the seniors of this club, that's a beautiful little back door, and then going up with a shot, it'll be rejected out of bounds by Troy. A well-timed jump underneath by Preston Christensen rejects that shot, and back it will come in again to JCN. 4.5 to go in the half. Chargers get again on the right side. Ethan Noll gets it over to Connor. Back out on top to come Fowler. JCN not doing the transition stuff. They are very, very deliberate. Let's call it deliberate with their offense. They work around to the side. Drive into the lane. Hook pass to the left. The uncontested 8-footer does not go in. And another Troy rebound. This one is going to be swept away by Brogan Morris. And here comes Troy. We are midpoint of the second quarter. It's a 17-10 Troy lead. This is a long shot. It's good for three. And Jason in a little trouble now, trailing by double figures. No timeout forthcoming. It is 20-10. It is a 10-3 second quarter right now for Troy. Jeff North, again, works the outside. Starts to go to the baseline, brings it off on top, mishandling it for a moment, but Connor's able to recover, kick the ball back over to Fowler. 3:25 and running along here toward halftime. Over to the right side, it's going to be Grady Noll. He's defended on the player defense by Troy's Logan Blevins. Comes back out on top to Connor. Kearns to Grady Noll. Jason again, super, super patient. Working the ball, looking for the good shot, the easy shot. Here's another one. In the middle, it's going to be rejected again by Troy. Grady tries to get that shot away, and Troy just throws it back down. Just as it comes out of his hand, back up with it will come the Trojans. 2:50 to go, first half. Here's a driving layup. It is up, and it is good. Troy's beginning to put together a bit of a lead now. Reagan Hartman has 5. 22-10. We've got 2 minutes and 40 seconds left in the opening half. Chase Ian in the early minutes of the game struggled to find its offense. And now we're going to have a foul. Offensive foul by JCN's Grady Noll. And team foul 6 for the Chargers. Troy will be putting it in play. So for Troy, they got themselves in the spot they want to be in. With 2.5 to go in the half, leading it 22-10. Again, JCN at halftime is going to have to find some offense. Here's a 3-point shot right side. Rolls around, won't go. Offensive rebound. Sent back out on top. Jack Hartman comes up with the board. 17-footer from straight away. A little wide to the right side. Rebound pulled down underneath. And a foul called from way up on top. The official is coming over to let us know. He's staring it down inside. The foul is going to be on Jefferson County North. And Blake Fowler will have his first foul. And that will be the 1-1. So 1-1 for Troy. 2:12 to go in the half. Team fouls are even at 7 apiece. And at the line, it's going to be Troy's Brogan Morris. Brogan's a junior, and again, a tall young man. His free throw is not going to go in. So back up court, coming off the missed shot. Comes Jefferson County North. Jason has gone to the bench and brought Eli Weiser in. Eli, the sophomore. Here's the lob underneath. Big Andrew Baker. Skyhook wide right. Rebound gets his own board. Hit the free throw line. Weiser will have it. Swings it over to the left side. It's going to be Grady. Noll comes out on top to Fowler. Back over to the right side to Kearns. 1:45 to go in the first half. Driving into the lane. The runner off the window and good. And Connor Kearns has kind of launched that, but comes up with his 6th point of the game, making it 22-12. 1.5 left in the first half. And we will have a turnover by the offense. Offensive foul for Troy and Brogan Morris. Coming into the game for head coach Corey Noll, Ethan will be back in. Here comes a JCN offense. Over on the right side, it's Grady. Kicks it into the lane. Ethan Knowles goes in, no room, kicks it back on top, and there's a three by Connor Kearns. His second three of the game. Connor has 9 of his team's 15 points. Minute to go in the first half. 22-15, Troy with the ball, up by 7. They were up a dozen just a moment ago. Now the ball's going to be knocked free and stripped away. Here comes Connor. Kearns with 3 defenders, coast to coast, fails on the layup. Off the breakaway, Troy's going to come back the other direction. And what they say, got to get those bunnies, right? 40 seconds left, second quarter, 22-15. Troy way up topside now. JCN in the player defense. Here's a little cross underneath. The shot up missing and a rebound pulled down by JCN's Andrew Baker. Back up with it. Here come the Chargers. 25-24. Probably going to be a final shot here in the first half. Slowing it down is Connor Kearns. He's way out near the corner. Plays off the switch. Swings over to the right side. Dumps the ball there to Grady. Noah cut to the free throw line. Comes out between the circles of Blake Fowler. Now over to the left side to Baker, playing up at the high post. 6 seconds out. 5. Top side Connor. He'll drive around to the right. Kearns in traffic. Dumps it off. And JCN is going to throw this thing away. And that was not how they wanted to end the half. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you here in Winchester, Kansas. Going to intermission, it's Troy 22, Jeff North 15.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Oh, it's halftime here in Winchester as a holiday dance entertainment getting set to ensue. Welcome back. Here we're going to take a brief recap of the opening half as it's a 22-15 lead for Troy over JCN at halftime. Troy has led throughout the game. JCN has never been in front. And in fact, Troy has led by as many as a dozen up 7 here at the break. Leading scores for Troy? Wow, it's just so balanced. You got Reagan Hartman, you got Jack Hartman, you got Christian Etherton, each with 5 for Jefferson County North. The runaway leading scorer, Connor Kearns, has 9. Fouls? They dictated a little bit of how the first half was played as Jeff North found both Carson McAfee and Calvin Manville with 2 apiece, and they saw very, very limited time, pretty much not at all in the second quarter. For Troy, Preston Christensen, Jack Hartman, each with 2. Stay with us. Second half of the guys game coming up live here on K-Radio, but right now with the intermission score. Troy 22, Jeff North 15. We're kicking it back to Joseph in the Care Sports Studio for another festive holiday-themed halftime.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us as we bring you high school basketball as JCN is facing off against Troy. We'll be returning to this exciting men's game or boys game in just a moment. I did want to mention that coming up tomorrow evening, we will have Pleasant Ridge at Marhill Mount Academy. This error has been corrected. It is Pleasant Ridge at Marhill Mount Academy with the girls' game taking place sometime a little bit after 6 p.m. The men or boys should take to the court sometime after 8 p.m. Coming up on Saturday, we will have Benedictine College at Clark. Again, it is a high noon tip for the women's game. The high noon tip for the women's game as the Ravens are on the road at Clark. And then the men should take to the court sometime around 2 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650. Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the Loaded A1 stack burgers. The December blizzard of the month is Reese's Take 5. Also try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Taking a look at the only other game that I can see in action right now, it's the NFL game against the San Francisco 49ers and the Seattle Seahawks. With 2 minutes left in the second quarter, it is San Francisco 49ers 7, Seattle Seahawks 3. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather I forecast.
Are you always on the go? When you bank with Union State Bank of Atchison, they're always on the go with you. Whether it's a demanding job or getting the kids to music lessons, you need banking solutions that go where you are. And Union State Bank of Atchison meets that need. Not only do they offer the convenient USB mobile app, but with 8 USB locations across the region, they're always close to friendly service. Stop by one of their locations, no matter where your crazy life takes you today. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Mainly cloudy tonight with a low of 23. West winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. 31 tomorrow, cloudy. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 19. Upper 20s Saturday, turning warmer on Sunday with highs in the mid-30s. Once again, lows level off around 23 tonight, high up 31 tomorrow. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 31 degrees in downtown Atchison, but boy, does it feel cold out there. It's 19 as it feels like temperature on your skin. The wind is coming at 20 miles per hour out of the west. Relative humidity 56%, dew point 17 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure is on the rise at 29.68 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside right after this.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
It's good to have you back with us here in Winchester, Kansas. Getting ready to go to the second half of tonight's game between Jefferson County North and Troy. And the Trojans have led from the start to this point right now as they're in front as we get ready for the third quarter. 22-15. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph is our producer and engineer back at the Care Radio Sports Studio. Tom Kautz is here courtside. Coming out on the floor for these two teams. I'm just kind of scanning across. Looks like for each of them, it'll be the original starting five. JCN's got Connor Kearns and Grady Noel. Carson McAfee with Calvin Manville and Ethan Noel for Troy. Seth Judd and Austin Grable. Bowden Bennett, Preston Christensen, Reagan Hartman. Here we go. It'll be Charger basketball to begin things, and the second half is underway. 22-15. Troy with the lead. Chargers looking to try to cut into this. They'll work it around to the right side. Going from left to right is JCN here in the second half. Top side with it is going to be Carson McAfee. Not sure if he played any of the second quarter. He got a couple of fouls relatively quickly, and he's been out of the game for a substantial part of the day. Only 2 points and a couple of opening quarter free throws. Here's a pass over to the left side. The shot up off the window, and good. Nicely done, and Calvin Manville is on the board with two. 22-17. At 7:20 to go in the third quarter, JCN is back to within five. Here's a drive all the way around to the left side. The underhand shot is up and missing. McAfee's going to clear down the rebound and bring it up the floor himself. Big run into. No foul call. How about that? Back out on top of that. That's a break for Troy. It looked like Judd had run into him, but they let it slide, and JCN is going to set up their offense. We're a minute into the third quarter. Down the left side, the shot by Manville. They're going to come in for a travel. What was going on there? Calvin had gone down the left side. A defender had cut in front of him. Calvin anticipated imminent contact and was looking to maybe draw in a blocking foul. So he went up for a shot in the process, the official determines. He took that extra step. So JCN is going to turn it back over. 6:45 to go in the third. It's still a 22-17 game. Troy with it up top side. It's going to be Bowden Bennett. He'll turn from the baseline. The shot is in and out. No good. Rebound. Battle for it. It's going to go out of bounds and be off the fingertips of Ethan Noel. Back it will come to Troy. Troy coming in play directly beneath their goal. And they're looking and looking. It'll come on the right side. A running shot hits the side of the backboard, and we're going to get a foul call from way up on the top of the key, bringing a couple of free throws. The whistle's on Connor Kearns. It'll be his second foul tonight and the first foul of the second half by either of these teams. Step into the stripe. Bennett's free throw is not good. So Bowden continues to look for his first point tonight. To two of the officials standing in the lane now, right in front of the shooter. And now they're going to come over to the scorer's table. No, they're going to come over to Coach Noel. And not sure exactly what it is that they are having an issue with, but officials having a kind of a heart-to-heart talk in there with Coach Corey Noel for JCN. So, whatever it was, they seem to have that resolved satisfactorily, at least for them. And this free throw is no good, and he's going to get another one. So I guess maybe they're going to wave off the first one. I don't know. I never saw the call or the whistle for any kind of a lane violation or anything. So Bowden Bennett's getting one more, and this one will go in. So he will get one, get his team's first point of the second half, making it 23-17, and we're at 6.5 to go in the third quarter. Full court pressure applied by Troy. Chargers with the basketball. They'll skip past him to the backcourt. They'll throw it across to the far side of the floor, and across the timeline comes Jeff North. Jason will skip it over to the right side. Grady Noel will have it. Changes direction from the right to the left. Crosses at the free throw line. Out on top, it'll come to McAfee. Now between the circles, Connor Kearns. Kearns over to Grady. Grady Noel. Back on top, Calvin. Manville starts to the middle. Troy's player defense has done a nice job, and now reaching in, the ball is going to be stolen away. Grady's going to turn it over, and here comes Troy. Trojans down court with the basketball, leading it by a half dozen. It's 6 minutes to play, third quarter. Driving all the way into the middle, now spinning, putting the ball behind him, going into the lane. The falling away shot is no good, but we've got another Charger foul. Reaching in, Connor Kearns. He will now have collected his third foul tonight. It'll be Charger team foul two of the second half. Troy, they have not fouled yet in the third quarter. Coming to the line is Seth Judd. He's got 2 points tonight. His first free throw of the evening is good. Jason is going to bring Andrew Baker and Blake Fowler into the game. Connor Kearns, Grady Noel will get a little rest. Second free throw, high, arcing, and nice. Good form by Seth Judd, dropping both of them in, pushing the score now to 25-17. Here comes JC and McAfee. Little shake and bake, puts a shot up, and we're going to get a blocking foul on Troy's Preston Christensen to the ire of the many Trojan fans in the gym here tonight. It was one of those bang-bang plays. It's Carson McAfee. He was coming down. He was going to the hole. It was simple as that. Defender cut in front of him. Was he set? Was he not set? The official says not long enough. Carson's first free throw is good. That is the third point of the ballgame for Carson McAfee, all three of which have come at the free throw line. Checking into the Troy lineup now, you'll find Jack Hartman. Preston Christensen, with that third foul, will come off the floor for a little while. 5:42 to go on the third. Jason again trying to battle back in this, trailing right here by 7. One more free throw coming up for Carson, and it is perfect. 25-19. Troy in front, 5:40 left in the third. Trojans kick it off to the top side. Going to see Reagan Hartman with that there to the right side. Here's a three. Wow. What a nice shot from the perimeter by Bowden Bennett. His first field goal of the game. And now Jason will turn it over on the inbound. The dish back over to the right. The ball's going to be slapped out on top, and Troy will recover it. Put it off on top. The uncontested three well off the mark. And the rebound, for some reason, JCN refuses to grab the ball. They just kind of like bang it around and hit it and push it and punch it, but just not putting a grab on the basketball. It's going to be a foul in the melee ensuing in the third foul on Troy's Jack Hartman. Jack is going to hop out of the game. Back in is going to be Brogan Morris. JCN's going to slow it down a little bit as they walk up the floor. Down to 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. A 9-point lead, 28-19. To the right side, skip pass into the corner. Here's a baseline three. Air ball way off the mark. Ethan couldn't get that one close, and back up with it will come Troy. Having a little trouble handling the basketball, but recovering it on the dribble. It's going to be Austin Grable. Grable over to Seth. Judd starts in, pulls up 17, air ball way short. And Troy tries to recover it. They do. The follow shot, no. Again, JCN giving up on that ball. But Troy did not. That's what's been really the hallmark of this team as I've seen them tonight. Troy does not give up on any ball, on any possession, on any trip down the floor. They keep hustling and chasing and really showing a lot of intensity. Here's a 16-footer that's off the window and not very close. And rebounds rolling around. And again, JCN just will not grab the ball finally. Falling on top of it like a loose football is going to be Andrew Baker. The jump ball called in the possession arrow to Troy. 4:01 to go in the third quarter. Third quarter moving pretty briskly, but for JCN, only 4 points in the quarter. It's a 28-19 Troy lead. Troy on the road here tonight on one of those rare Thursday games. Now here's a shot blocked away. And again, there's a surprise. There was no foul called there. And again, another reach in. And again, no foul called. Troy, so aggressive. They come to the ball. They reach. There's a lot of pushing, a lot of shoving. The ball gets knocked free. Not a ton of fouls being called on that type play. And now as the ball is on the floor, players dive on it. We're going to get a whistle. I don't know if they're calling a jump ball or a foul. They're just going to call a jump ball, I think. No, here he comes. Foul is going to be on Troy. And that'll be on Brogan Morris. So Brogan will pick up his second foul. Troy team foul three. It comes in. A couple of head fakes later. Boy, that was a long time before that whistle blew. But a couple of nice head fakes by Ethan Dole. Then he went up having drawn his defender, Morris, off his feet. And as quickly as that, a 6'6" junior will quickly get his third foul. Free throw's good. And Ethan Knoll has his third point of the game and his first point since the opening quarter. So Morris coming back out. Second free throw, no. And a rebound comes down to Troy. They will fly up court with it. Steph Judd comes to the top. Oh, a beautiful cutting move and an easy, easy layup as Jack Hartman had beaten his defender, giving him his seventh point of the game, pushing it to a 30-20 game. 3:10 left in the third quarter. And this is not the largest lead for Troy in the game. Leading it here by 10, they had led with 2 minutes and 40 seconds ago in the second quarter by 12. Here's Grady over to the left side. Noel handles the basketball, pushes it over to Blake Fowler. Blake over to Carson. It's McAfee. Looks into the middle squarely. Into the eyes of his defender, Seth Judd. Back out on top again. And for Troy, they're good with this. Take all the time that you need. And JCN is going to be called for a foul. Going to call the illegal screen. And Andrew Baker picks up his first foul tonight. Three for the Chargers, four fouls for Troy. With 2.5 to go in the third quarter. The pass in the middle, knocked away. The outlet to Baker, but the defense getting down the floor, steals it away, and then JCN grabs it, takes a timeout. We're going to take a break. A wild sequence of events coming down the court that is going to end up with JCN having control of the basketballers. We'll be back. 2:28 to go in the third. It is Troy 30, Jump North 20.
Care Radio presents Candy Cane Cash, a chance for you to win $500 cash just in time for Christmas. Sign up at our official qualifying events held throughout the holiday season. We'll draw five names from among the entries. If your name is drawn, you'll be in the running for the $500 cash prize. Come to as many of these qualifying events as you can to increase your chances of winning. Grand prize drawing will be on Monday, December 19th. Our final sign-up will be Friday, December 16th from 4 to 6 p.m. at Taco John's at 216 South 10th in Atchison.
Coming out on the floor for first will be Jefferson County North. It'll be McAfee putting the ball in play. You've got what's we got out there? Andrew Baker, got Blake Fowler on the court. Grady Knoll is out there, and Ethan Knoll rounds out the Charger 5. For Troy, I've got Logan Blevins defending up top side. Reagan Hartman, the other guard. You go toward the middle, finding Jack Hartman. possibly also my spotting Bowden Bennett is out there, and see if I can pick up the last side, Logan Blevins. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Jason again, really putting this thing in the refrigerator. Here's a top of the key three that is going to be short. A very long rebound. It was pulled out by Grady, who had pulled the trigger on that shot and missed it. Now it's going to be Carson McAfee. Minute 45 to go in the third. McAfee accelerates, changes direction, drives into the lane, kisses it off the window and scores. Carson McAfee has his first field goal of the ball game at a 6-point this evening. It is 30-22. Minute and a half left in the third quarter. One-hand push pass all the way over to the right side for Troy. Over there is going to be Logan Blevins. Now he will cross court the other direction, and the Chargers will reach up and slap the ball out of the sky. Jason is going to take Ethan Knoll out. Calvin Manville returns to the hardwood. 1:26 to go in the third quarter, 30-22. Troy with the ball, with the lead on the road here tonight. And really unusual Thursday game. Troy brings it in out on top, nearly loses it. But again, great hustle. That is the hallmark of this team. Great hustle. Logan Blevins rescues it. Round to the right side. The shot is going to be blocked a little bit by Bandrew Baker. He gets it away to McAfee. It is a 2-on-3. Skip pass underneath, batted around, and again, look at Troy. Hustle down the court. They steal the ball, go back the other way. The dish across is going to be stolen by JCN. Taken away by Calvin. He's triple-teamed, trapped in the corner, and is going to travel with it. Getting no help underneath there, and Calvin was surrounded. 53 seconds ago in the third quarter. 30-22. Troy has the ball, has the lead. Pretty much have had the momentum through the course of the evening. Here's a bounce pass feed over left side. 3-point shot, no good. Offensive rebound taken away from Baker. Missing. Another rebound by Troy. They'll keep it alive and keep it on their end of the floor. 35 seconds ago in the third. The feed comes into the free throw line. Batted away for a moment, but again recovered by Troy as they continue to hustle the ball. Here's an 8-footer missing. And a rebound. Nope, not over the back. There comes the call. It took not the first, but it did in fact take the second hard contact initiated by Reagan Hartman to draw that foul. It'll be his second foul of the game, and for Troy, team foul 5. But only 25 seconds of play here in the third. Nice over-the-shoulder pass brought down by McAfee. He goes into the lane, changes hands, shot up, no. Rebound pulled down Calvin. He goes up, no. Rebound pulled down Calvin. He goes up, no. And this time we'll get a foul called underneath, and it'll be Manville come to the line. We got a technical. See, this is what the officials were talking about earlier. This is why they came over and talked to the coaches a little while ago. Something was happening that they didn't like. They talked to the player. Then they informed the coach what was going on, and now they will register a technical foul. So the technical foul is going to be on Jack Hartman for Troy. That is going to be his. I've got him for 4 fouls. So Jack will pick up number 4. Did not see what transpired, but whatever it was enough, apparently. And JCN is going to come to the line. We're going to get, first of all, a couple of free throws by Calvin. First one's no good. Calvin Manville, 2 points in the game. He hit a bucket here in the third quarter, did not score in either the first or the second. Second free throw is good. And do they bring McAfee in for the, yeah. So Carson McAfee will come to the free throw line for the technical free throws. Carson strides up there. The JCN Jr.'s first one is good. Chargers are going to make a substitution during this timeout. Grady Knoll out of the game, and one more shot coming up here for Carson. Up, in. He's 4-4 at the line, has 6 in the quarter, 8 in the game, and a 3-point trip for JCN plus the basketball. So with 15 seconds to go in the third quarter, it is now 30-25, and suddenly JCN right back in the thick of this thing. Here comes McAfee. Across midcourt at 10. Drives into the middle. Skip pass underneath for Calvin. It's going to be knocked away out of bounds. Chargers will have it into the baseline with 6 on the clock. Slapping it away down to the baseline was Austin Grable. Austin's played a lot, done a lot of great things. Not been an offensive threat in this game yet tonight. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Here's a running shot at the buzzer, not even close, and that will take us to the end of the third quarter. We got a timeout on the floor. Going to the fourth here in Winchester, Kansas. It's Troy 30, Jeff North 25.
Dr. Sean McCool, Christine McCool, and Peggy Kistler, and the staff at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic provide both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, orthopedic, and soft tissue surgeries. For more information, visit their website, CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com, or call 913-367-3600. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
Troy has already come out of the court. They're ready to go with the fourth quarter. For Jefferson County North, still huddled up around a first-year head coach Corey Knoll and assistant coach Jeff Schneider. Updating the scoring for you in the game, you know, it's kind of hard to believe that no one, and I'm making sure that my math is reasonably close, no one for either team is in double-figure scoring. But then again, you got to look at the score. 30-25 after three quarters. You're averaging 10 and less a quarter, so it's going to be pretty hard to get to 10 as a player. Connor Kearns is the closest at 9. Carson McAfee on his heels with 8. Here's McAfee. It's 3. Boom! What a shot! Carson McAfee moves to 11 points. And it is now 30-28, and suddenly JCN down a dozen is back to within 2. 7:46 to go. We could have a magical finish here in front of the Charger fans. Let's see how this thing all shakes out as Troy's in the forecourt with the basketball. Right side is going to be Hartman. Reagan, big guy, hard-working guy, drives in behind the back pass, and we're going to get a foul on Carson, maybe? Our official's going to step over, takes a look over his shoulder to verify. No, it's not going to be on Carson. It's going to be on Calvin. 3 fouls, Calvin Manville. Troy again coming in at their baseline. 30-28. Trojans in front. JCN has shown a lot of patience and been very deliberate in this comeback effort, having gotten themselves down to within a couple of points. Still hook pass is going to swing over to the left side to Reagan Hartman. His 3, perfect. Reagan Hartman answers with his first 3 of the game, and it is now 33-28, and we've got 7 minutes left. Full court pressure once more by Troy. Jason has found that a nightmare, but they're going to break it up the floor. Carson, he will drive, shoot it off the window and miss it. And a rebound, Carson follows it up, hits it. McAfee, 2 more. That's 13. 33-30. That's 6:40 to go. Carson's the junior on this team, and you can see that he's just decided he's going to step up and make something happen. Here's a shot. Goes up. No good for Troy. Connor Curtin's rebounds it down, and here comes Jefferson County North. McAfee will walk into the forecourt for the right-handed dribble. Takes it across at the logo and swings it over to the right side. Manville will handle it back on the top. It'll come to McAfee. Again, it comes over to Calvin. And the pass batted away. Telegraphed. The easy layup on the other end is good. Logan Blevins, with that, has his first point of the game, and it's now a 5-point contest. We've got a Troy timeout. We're going to do it. 6:05 left in the game. Troy, 35. Jeff North, 30.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
6 minutes and 5 seconds to play in the night sky's game. And right now, J.C. and looking to battle back. They have been down a dozen. Now, down court, the running jump shot is good. Front of baseline right. Ethan Knoll has his fifth point, 35-32. Once again, J.C. and is drawn to within a possession. Troy down to court on the left side of the lane. Pushes it off on top. Welcome Blevins just checked in. He will start right, come left. Great defense top side by Andrew Baker. He was not going to allow that shot to get launched. And Troy will back away once more. Now they'll cut again into the lane. Dish it over on the side. The ball is loose on the floor. Rolling around. Jason is going to pick it up. Calvin did not see. He had a teammate all alone down court in McAfee. Skip pass comes to the free throw line. The kick over to the right side. Calvin goes three. Air ball short. Straight on line, but 3 feet short. Here comes Troy. 5 minutes to go, and Troy turns it over, traveling up the court, getting in a big hurry, but Seth Judd did not, after he picked up his dribble as he was running down the court, did not initiate the pass quickly enough. Still a 35-32 Troy lead. Carson will be putting in a play for J.C. in from just in the forecourt. It's going to be knocked away. Little contact, bodies on the floor. The officials will let him play right about now. McAfee brings it up, dumps it over to the right side. Manville comes toward the top, stops, gets it back on the right. McAfee, a little head fake, tries to lose his defender. Jump shot, good for two more. Carson, having missed a lot of time in the first half due to fouls, has come back possessed. 15 points now. It is 35-34. 4:40 to play. Troy with the ball around to the left side, dribbles it off to the top, directs a little traffic, is able to finally just plant the ball in the hands of Reagan Hartman. Hartman mishandles it. He gets a hand way underneath the basketball and kind of palms it over. No whistle. Back out on top. It'll come to Blevins. Over to the right side. Logan at the baseline. Shoots and scores. Logan Blevins. His fourth point. Both of those baskets for Logan have come in the fourth quarter. And down with it will come Troy driving in. And is that going to be a block? Oh, my goodness, it is. It looked maybe like Manville had gotten himself established down the floor, but apparently not to the satisfaction of the crew here tonight. And the foul is going to be the fourth of the ball game for Calvin Manville. And we're at 4:09 to go in the game. At the line is going to be Christensen. Hasn't had a free throw tonight. That was good. Preston will collect his third point this evening. Manville coming out of the game and back in for Jeff North, Connor Kearns. So you got Kearns out there, Ethan Knoll. I've got Andrew Baker out there, Blake Fowler, and rounding it out, Carson McAfee. Second free throw, got them both. Preston Christensen knocks in a pair, putting his team again up by three, 37-34. And we are 4 minutes left. McAfee to the right side, Kearns on the left wing. So take it down toward the baseline, push it back out on top to Fowler. Jumping off down low to Connor. Kearns again out on top, McAfee. McAfee steps into the lane, feeds off underneath. Baker, not ready for that pass, will travel with the ball. Andrew Baker, the sophomore, he was really already looking for that shot to go up and anticipating it, looking for the rebound, and instead as the pass rocketed to him through the defenders, he had to get himself in a position to try to corral the ball, and ultimately, Chargers turn it over. 3:40 left in the game. Reagan Hartman kicks it over to Judd. Back to Hartman. Here's Ollie Oop into the middle, and it's going to go out of bounds. Great defense by Fowler underneath as he got in front of it. Fronted up, Preston Christensen. Pass goes out of bounds. It'll be J.C. in ball. Did we get a foul called in that? We did. Let's fix that. Preston Christensen is going to be calling for a foul in that. It'll be his fourth. And the Chargers coming to the line for the one and one. That's going to be team foul eight for Troy. Christensen with four. Jack Hartman with four. Brogan Morris with three fouls for Troy. Coming to the line for Jeff North. Grady Noel. Grady 0 for 2 at the line tonight. This one. They get 0 for 3. Doesn't hit the front half of the one and one. 3.5 minutes to play. It is still a 39-34 lead for Troy. They've got the lead. They've got the ball. And up five with now 3:15 to go. 14-footer. Nope. And an offensive rebound, Troy follows up. Nope. Offensive rebound, Troy comes out for three and good. Skip four shots, you're going to hit one of them. And that three was a big one. Knocked down by Christian Etherton. His second three of the game, he's got eight. 42-34, Chargers back down eight and coming to the other end of the court. The shot by McAfee, not going to roll in. And Troy with the basketball in less than 3 minutes of play. You think they slow it up, but I don't know if they've got any slow up in their DNA. These guys are hardworking, get after it kind of players. And certainly that's what we watched from them here tonight. They are a high motor team. Here's the drive into the middle and reaching around, trying to steal the ball away. A foul is going to be whistled on Blake Fowler. It's going to be his second. It's going to be the Chargers' sixth. Coming back in play for Troy with 2.5 to go. Fowler will exit the lineup, and back in comes Ethan Noel. Pass comes into the right side, back down to the lane, and traveling with the basketball is Reagan Hartman. 2:32 to go in the game. And for JCN, no possessions to spare. For Troy, no reason to get impatient. They have an 8-point lead. It is full three-possession advantage. Chargers come topside to Connor. Curtin's will work it around to the left side. JCN, bounce pass in the middle, slipping and falling to the floor. Ethan Noel, and back up with it will come Troy. Chargers again, unable to capitalize on an opportunity down the court. 2 minutes and 10 seconds left. Fowler quickly coming to the scores table. He's set to report back in. Over to the right side. The running 15-footer is going to be up and good. And that might have just done it for Troy's. That belongs to Christian Etherton. It is now 44-34 with a minute 50 to play. Jason did a great job of battling back, but Troy did not give up the big one. Here's a layup from in the middle, and again, you had Andrew Baker, who I thought was going to go up straight up with two hands up. Instead, he kind of shields the defender with his body and puts up a bit of an off-balance shot. Drew the foul, did not collect the bucket. He's going to be at the line for a couple of free throws, though. First one? No. One more free throw here for Andrew Baker. He's got 2 points tonight. Hitting a shot from the floor back in the second quarter. Still a 10-point lead for Troy with a minute 44 to go. Second free throw. Nope, missed that one as well. And the rebound tipped around. Hustling for the basketball. Here it comes to Troy down the court. A block, contact, and a foul. We're going to take a timeout, Joseph. Minute 39 to go in the ballgame. It is Troy 44 and JCN 34.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Coming to the free throw line is going to be the Troy Trojans. The first shot, no good for Christian Etherton. JCN is going to run Calvin Mandel back into the game for Grady Noel. Minute 39 to play. One more free throw here for Troy. The shot misses. The rebound tipped out by Baker and saved nicely by Calvin Mandel. Is that thing nearly taken back by Troy? Again, tapping the ball and slapping the ball, not grabbing the ball. Here's Fowler for three, a little too hard. Oh, it's off the window! The trajectory indicated it was going to be too strong, but it hit the glass, caroms in. And as Blake walks over with a sheepish grin, we're going to get a Jeff North timeout. Taking a break at a minute 25 to play in the ball game. It is Troy 44, JCN 37.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with your Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
With a minute 25 to play in this high school guys game, Troy enjoying a 44-37 lead over the host JCN team. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph in the studio. Tom Counts with you here, and Chargers back out of the court. Troy taking the full TO. And we'll see who comes out there for them. It's going to be, I see Logan Blevins and Preston Christensen and Reagan Hartman coming out of the court. They've also brought Bowden Bennett out there. And putting the ball in play is going to be Christian Etherton. So, four of the starting five out there for the Trojans with a minute 25 to play in the game, leading it by seven. Into the forecourt with the basketball will come Etherton. Loses it for a minute. Picks it back up. Kicks it over to the left side where the uncontested layup. It's going to go up and in, Christensen. 46-37, and we're at a minute five left. Chargers skip pass over to the right side. Ethan kicked it in the middle. The spinning shot will not go in for Connor Kearns, but we have a defensive foul, and that is going to be on Etherton. First foul of the night for Christian. Etherton, a junior for the Troy team, and at this point in the game, he's the first free throw is no good for Connor Kearns. One more shot coming here. They're going to put Seth Judd back in the game. I find that surprising, I think. No, I'm sure. I'm sure I do. 58 seconds left. Second free throw is up. It is no good. And a rebound is running around on the floor and trying to grab the ball, and it's stumbling and losing his equilibrium and falling out of play. Goes Seth Judd. It'll come back in again to Jefferson County North. Putting it in play in front of the Charger bench with 56 seconds to go. For JCN, a little offense-defense switch. Blake Fowler, Calvin Manville checking back in. Chargers are going to have it in front of their own bench. McAfee will do the inbound work with just inside a minute to play in the game. Carson will take the pass back, pulls up the running three, drains another one. Carson McAfee having a huge night. It is another timeout taken. We're going to do it. JCN not throwing in the towel with still 50 seconds to play. It is Troy 46, Jeff North 40.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Chargers using a timeout. There are 50 seconds to go in this ball game. For JCN, there's no quit here tonight. Seth Judd coming out. He's going to do the inbound work for Troy. I'm assuming that the official who's talking to him is really trying to less converse and more assess him. I would hope that that's the case. 50 seconds left. Troy looking. Finally getting it in deep in the backcourt, and there's a quick foul. Took a second. Reaching in to pick up the foul for the Chargers. And in the process, collecting his first foul of the game is going to be Ethan Noel. So Ethan will have his first foul to go along with his 5 points. But again, JCN will make the offense-defense switch. Coming to the free throw line is going to be Bowden Bennett. Bowden has 4 points tonight. Looks it over, sends it up, knocks it in. Bowden Bennett, tonight's looking free throw. And again, just the classic style, the high arcing rainbow type shot. He'll take his time, look over the second one, looks the same, ends up the same, falling right through the bottom. Bennett's with a half a dozen now. 48-40. JCN back down court, accelerating to the baseline, dishing across, Fowler for three, off the rim, nope, and then over the backboard, and it will go back into Troy. 38 seconds left. And again, the offense-defense adjustment by Charger head coach Corey Noel. I'm checking the time. Oh, my goodness. Did you remind everybody that this is great basketball fun on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison? I'm sure you did. But just in case, and now the ball comes into Troy, and we're going to get, are we getting a jump ball? Are we getting a timeout? Yeah. Chargers had him trapped up in the backcourt, and Coach Jonathan Rodvelt with his assistant coach Heath Wettstein executes a timeout. So we're going to hang on to it right here, Joseph, is we're only at 31 seconds to go in the game. Check on the old calendar. We mentioned more ball tomorrow night. We're going to be up at MHMA. They're going to be home with Pleasant Ridge. So it'll be the Ravens and the Rams tomorrow. Ladies game at 6, guys game. After that, Saturday afternoon, the Benedictine Ravens in Dubuque, Iowa. We'll have that game on K-Radio for you. Ravens at Clark University. It is a 12 noon tip-off for the ladies' contest. The Benedictine men, about a 2 o'clock start here on K-Radio on Saturday. Troy puts it in play, and we have a collision, and we're going to get a blocking foul on McAfee. Looked like Caden was down before and probably pretty much set up, but that's not going to be the call here. Or rather, Carson, is it's going to be his third foul tonight. He picked up 2 really early. I mean, super early in the ball game and lost a lot of time in the first half. Then coming out in the second half, he's not committed another one. Here's a free throw, up and good. Not committed another one till there. Once again, they're going to have Bowden Bennett at the free throw line, and he will hit another one. 49-40. Half a minute to go here. Bowden's been excellent and hits this one as well. 50-40. Here comes JCN driving in. The shot is up. It misses. Rebound. Cleared away by Troy. And this time the ball is going to be slapped away, knocked out of bounds. That was kind of a great job by Calvin Manville. The outlet pass was high. Calvin, tall, long arm, can leap. Gets upstairs with both hands, whacks the ball back. It comes off the cranium of the Troy player and goes out of bounds. It is JC in basketball. 18, 17, 16 seconds left. McAfee gets run over. Looks like an armadillo in front of a freight liner. And he's going to come to the line with 14 seconds to go. In the double bonus, Carson at the line for 2. One more shot, a couple of free throws coming up here for Carson. He's been good at the free throw line tonight, but that one will not go in. He looks for his 19th point with this free throw. Deep knee bend, deep breath, the free throw not going to get dropped, and a rebound, and we're going to get, is that a Charger foul? And we will walk to the other end of the court. The whistle is going to be on Andrew Baker. I've got him for 2 now. We go to the other end of the court where virtually no time elapses from the clock as the foul is almost immediate. And coming to the line for Troy with a chance to stretch their already 10-point lead is Preston Christensen. Preston has a half dozen points. He's 2 of 2 at the free throw line this evening for the Trojans. This one is right there. Tell you what Troy has done. This is not the only reason that they're going to win this game, but one of the many good things they've done tonight, they've been outstanding at the free throw line. I haven't done the final numbers. I'll run those in a minute, but they have been so good. Second free throw does not go in. And here's a 3-point shot at the 10-second mark that is going to be way short by Connor. Troy's going to bring it up the court, and that's going to do it. Your final score here tonight in Winchester, Troy 51, JCN 40. We'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. The Giant Communications postgame show, featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Right after this word from the Bank of Atchison.
At Union State Bank of Atchison, they are rooted in tradition, but always looking forward. That means that while they're always focused on delivering the latest advancements to our customers, they're grateful for the local customers that have been the foundation of their business. Each of their 8 branches has its own community history, while enjoying the advances they can make as one community bank. At Union State Bank of Atchison, they celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So, for your special pet, choose Dr. Walsh at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
With you here in Winchester, Kansas, see. Troy Trojans come away with a win here tonight. In fact, Troy led from start to finish. They never trailed in the course of the game and come away winning at 51-40 here tonight. Recapping the scoring for you. First of all, for Troy, one player in double figures, and that was Christian Atherton, who ended the night with 10, 8 apiece for Bowden Bennett and also Reagan Hartman. 7-9 for Preston Christensen and Jack Hartman. It was a 4-point game for Seth Judd, also 4 for Logan Blevins. 4, Jefferson County North. Tremendous game for Carson McAfee. Played hardly at all in the opening half, getting 2 points, got a little foul trouble early, set out most of the half, came back in the second half, and raced to 18 points tonight, leading his team and leading all scorers. Carson McAfee, back of matches on player of the game tonight. 9 points tonight for Connor Kearns. It was a 5-point outing for Ethan Noll, with 3 apiece, says Calvin Manville and Blake Fowler, Andrew Baker, getting 2. A quick look in the rearview mirror, as they say in the opening game of the night here in Winchester. It was a 54-52 win for Troy's ladies over JCN. So Trojans come to town and sweep this doubleheader tonight. Tomorrow on K-Radio, we mentioned a moment ago, it'll be Moorhill Mount Academy at home with Pleasant Ridge Saturday, Benedictine at Clark. Then next week, we've got Valley Falls at Donovan West, Horton at ACCHS on Monday and Tuesday. That said, we want to thank you for having joined us. Until we reach you again, for our man Joseph, back in the K-Radio Sports Studio from Winchester, Kansas, Tom Count saying so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 and to the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Find them online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. This has been an MSC Sports production.